Welcome. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. This is Awakening Matters. Where all subjects lead to awakening. Some are funner than others. And I know that was not the correct way to use that word, but I thought the word itself created fun. So welcome. I invite you today to all who are here, physically and etherically, to really just sit back and contemplate what's being shared, and not to replace your own truth ever, only if it resonates, and if it doesn't, make it your own and move on to the next sentence. But know that I am just going to be sharing with you Awakening Matters, and the whole purpose of Awakening Matters is to discuss transformations that occur, whether they occur immediately, long-term, or whether they take some time, but that we are here as individuals and collectively to transform is not only our free will and the direction that we're going to transform, but also in the story we tell ourselves. So I want to talk about that. So I guess I'm going to not talk about the funner aspect until I address this aspect first, and that is the story we tell ourselves. You know, growing up in our childhood, we, and hopefully that's not the case for you, but if it is, whether it's severe, whether it's minimal, whether it's long-term, whether it was short-term, nonetheless, the story we tell ourselves is often about familiarity. It's the familiarity of what you went through and whether it was good or bad. It's the familiar. And so it becomes part of the story you tell yourself, and it also becomes part of the construct of how you relate to people, the world, and the experiences that happen to you or happen with you. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is such a huge opportunity in the world right now on a personal level and global level to really begin to change your story if you choose. And why would you change your story? Because if your familiarity is with suffering, or the fear of the unknown, which maybe would be the fear of non-suffering. Yes, I did just say that. That when the familiar for several years in your childhood becomes suffering, there's a fear that becomes the unknown that is often related to non-suffering, or vice versa. If the familiar is non-suffering, then there is fear of suffering, which is usually the case. But the unknown becomes a story you are waiting for the next chapter, or the next sentence, or the next page to be written in your book by someone else. And so what I'm here to say to you is for you to contemplate that the next page, paragraph, sentence, chapter of your story, of your life, and the book of your life should be written by you. But oftentimes, we look to others beyond ourselves, maybe even beyond family, beyond what is known. Maybe we look to a certain area that we want to excel in, a certain place that we want to move to, etc. We want to try that out and absolutely go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. But do know that if you get to a certain place, or you're in a relationship, or you're trying a certain job, I mean, it's endless, the list, and things just are not connecting over and over and over and over, and you start to get frustrated, and you start to watch your life become very, 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 very small, and you become even more frustrated, I'm here to offer you a clearing to all of that. And you know what? If you haven't gone through that, I celebrate you. And I invite you to clear the path before you even get there. Yeah, you heard me right. So clear the path before you. So as an example to you, if you haven't experienced struggle in the way I'm speaking of, and you don't want to, who would? Unless it's so familiar, you feel known there, you feel an unconscious or conscious connection to that suffering that maybe connects you to your past, and maybe you want to change your future. Either way, know that you have within you an inner power and a resonance within the cells of your body that connect to the life force of the entire universe and return to you, where you can literally say, in your own words, but as an example, I look to my future, and you can use your own words, like I said, but I look to my future and I choose that my future be cleared from anything that is familiar in lack, that my future is cleared from anything that is familiar in suffering, or if none of that's familiar, that my future is cleared from any limitation, distortion, and this is what I choose. I mean, make your story your own. Don't wait to know yourself through other people's eyes, through their permission for you to be, for their advice or accolades or what have you. I mean, certainly reach out if you desire and get feedback. But always know that if you go within and you focus on who am I? Who do I want to be that I am not yet? Why do I want to be that? Is that about me with me, or is it about me showing this to my parents, to my future husband, to my future children? Before you can be something to somebody else fully and completely, you must know thyself, or at least make a commitment to the aspect that you want to give life to within you. And what I'm saying here is, if it's familiar to you, but sometimes the familiar feels safer. Sometimes the familiar of early life, even if it's suffering, feels safe because it's the known, and the unknown always, but more often than not, will represent, not only unknown, but danger, pain, disconnect. It can represent just your fears because it's the unknown. But what I'm here to tell you is, and give you an invitation to you from you, is don't wait for somebody else's permission for you to navigate, dictate, and write down. If you're not already in that future, write down what you want that future to look like and what you want removed or cleared out of your way energetically. So that then the unknown, which can be joy, which can be abundance, which can be well-being, which can be your greatest dreams realized, maybe the greatest and grandest version of you stepping out and experiencing not only who you are, but maybe who those around you, one, can't see, because nobody can see you at a level that they are not at. No one can see you at a level that they are not at. So if you feel like the people around you are not only not seeing you, but not acknowledging you, uplifting you, supporting you, also look around to see if they know themselves at that level of peace, success, well-being, achievement, whatever it is that you desire. Be mindful that the people around you or the environment around you or what you desire to bring in to your life requires you to move into that place of acceptance and the ability to receive. And I've spoken on this subject, the ability to receive, quite a bit. And so what I will say is your ability to receive your own truth, embody it, and send it out into the universe is not just making a wish. It's you claiming your rightful power to be and your life force and using it to your best interest. And then you become a teacher to those who maybe are in struggle and they see that you're not and they question why you're not. And now you have the opportunity, if you choose, to share why you're not, or to teach, or to help, or to heal, or whatever it is you want to do. And so I invite you to be very mindful of what is familiar, and why does it keep happening? Because you're leaning towards the familiar, you're afraid of the unknown, even if it's joy or the fear that the unknown will withhold joy. Well, if the unknown is withholding joy, then you're still in the familiar. So you really got to be clear about that with yourself as well. So you're a life partner to your thoughts and your heart. So why does that matter? Because you're a life partner to yourself. You're a life partner to your heart. And unless you are falling back into love with yourself, so much of survival requires you to look for the bad. Why? So that you can prepare, so that you can put up roadblocks so that it doesn't come your way. But either way, so much of survival is based on avoiding that. So survival isn't based so much on the freedom and joy of being and happiness as much as it is, so I'll say looking for the good as much as it is requiring you to look for the bad if that's where you're coming from so that you can prepare your path, your home, your life as much as possible so that the fears of the unknown or the fears of the suffering are limited in your view, or your life partner is with the suffering and keeping it at certain level or at bay instead of your heart and trusting your worthiness. So trusting your worthiness has everything to do with you and yourself. It has nothing to do with where you came from, the people you came from, the family you come from, etc. So I say to you, if you are trusting your worthiness based on what others told you, maybe in a very good, positive, supportive way, I celebrate that for you, and I invite you to have that inner dialogue with yourself, that you trust your worthiness because you're having that dialogue of worthiness with yourself. It's not just playing in the movie of your life from other people's voices, but your own. So basically, step into the belief of your worthiness, even if you found your worthiness to be delivered with great ease. Now, if you haven't found your worthiness yet, and you are waiting for others to see it before you claim it, you are being invited to know your worthiness, not based on what family you come from or what you accomplish externally or what you're doing externally, but the recognition and realization that you are in a physical body, breathing with cells and blood and bone and tissue and everything. Trillions of cells are celebrating who you are and that you are by working with you every moment you take a breath. And that is not only a statement of your worthiness. So for just a second, if you can contemplate that your cellular body, so the cells of your body, which are trillions of cells, love you or are working on behalf of you, and maybe think of them as having consciousness. Just for a second, for an example or an experiment, or experience, if you desire. Your cells have consciousness. Maybe they have the ability to recognize whether you are in alignment to your worthiness or not. I'm a healer, and so often I do healings for people that the issue with their health is not that their body is broken. It's that their worthiness of being whole and complete is not there. And so there's an imbalance. There's a distortion in their body. And I'm so honored that I get to help restore and rebalance and see that individual share the consciousness of worth with all of their cells. And I'm saying cells, C-E-L-L-S. So all of their cells, themselves from head to toe, sharing that, knowing that they are worthy because the consciousness of my cells are not only working, but working in love with me, for me, through me. And so your partner in life are not just your thoughts and your heart, but your worthiness. Knowing that your worth, if you once a day, as an example, say to yourself, I am worthy. Everything in my life is working for me and with me. Not even looking at the external where it's like, wow, now there's a duality because what's happening in the external part of my life does not look like this. Don't, when you are giving your life oxygen by choosing not just a wishful statement, but choosing to imprint on your external life what you desire to create and what you desire to know and claim it as a knowing, then this physical experience begins to inform and breathe life into your external world instead of your external world informing you that you are not worthy, informing you that you shouldn't trust your thoughts or your heart, informing you that suffering was the way. So what I'm saying to you right now is there's a trillion dialogues going on inside your body. And your capacity to become the one with the microphone, and don't take my word for it, try it yourself, the one with the microphone, and to begin speaking about what you want instead of noticing what you don't want is key for the transformation of you. You are here to experience all of you. You are here, I'm drinking water. You are here to experience all of you. So if you have experienced lack or struggle or I'll just say a limited version of you, it's time for you to know that the full version of you, the fullness about you and who you are is also available for you to experience, and you are meant to experience all of you in this life. And so you're not here just to experience one aspect. You are here to experience all aspects. And by the way, I can hear some of you saying, well, does that work the other way? Meaning, does it work in the form of if I'm really happy, then bad things are going to happen? No, not necessarily bad things, but you are living in a duality and you can lessen the experience of negativity or limitation or lack or suffering by choosing to focus on what you do want to have happen. And then when things happen that you don't want to happen, whatever that is in your world, your reaction to those things either fuels the very thing you don't want to happen to expand and grow and make more room in your life because you are reacting to it and breathing life into it. So diminish your reaction to the negative and expand your reaction to the positive. Because you are here to experience more than what other people think of you. So is there an imbalance of attachment to one way of being? No. I'm going to say no. Why is that? Because in one 24-hour period or 12-hour period, you can, if you choose, experience an unlimited aspect of your attachment to a thought, a person, a place, a thing, an experience. And so there is, you can have an imbalance of an attachment to one way of being, meaning you can be asking yourself, I only want to have positive experiences. And then when something negative happens, you're having anxiety or you're holding your breath. You are getting intense about, almost angry about, well, the positive things aren't happening. It's just negative things. Now, what's happening there isn't an attachment to positive things happening. It's, you're experiencing an imbalance within you. And what that means is while you are focusing on the positive things that you want to happen, you're getting really pissed off. And you're fueling not the positive lightness of being, but you're fueling probably the unconscious fears of why is it taking so long. So impatience often speaks of fear, where patience often speaks of confidence, peace, release, and a joy of being. And so there are things there that you can pull from and utilize within you. The building blocks are inside of you, not outside of you. I mean, you can build extraordinary, breathtaking structures in your life, whether it's a relationship, a home, a business, your health, etc. But I will tell you, even that you're building externally is coming from inside you. It's coming from an unconscious or conscious permission for you to see, hear, feel, and experience what you're experiencing. Now, sometimes, especially now, stay with me, especially now in this time frame that we are in this world that we are in, there's a quickening to processes. So all of a sudden, your life gets hit with a lot of negativity, a lot of everything going wrong, one thing after another, after another, after another, and you're like, I can't breathe, I don't even know how to respond to this, can't believe this is happening, never thought I would see myself here, etc. And that's called a quickening. What does that mean? It's called a quickening because those experiences may have been set in place by your soul contract and your, literally, your choice on a conscious and unconscious level to experience certain awakenings, let's say over a 3-year period. All of a sudden, that 3 years, like an accordion, has become 3 months. And you're experiencing 3 weeks, 3 hours. You're experiencing it all at one time, and it's extremely overwhelming. It's not only overwhelming, but all the cells in your body and everything is at an all-time high extreme because when survival is up, all inner cells are aware of the need to send you more energy, to send you the ability to get through it, the ability to get through it one way or another. And so I'm hearing from many people, myself included, I heard from myself, that in this quickening that's occurring, there is a sped up process to, let's say, one set of vibrational frequencies, so let's say a low vibrational frequency, and all the stuff happens at one time. And then after that, I'm here to tell you, I lived it through it so I can speak about it. After that experience, all of a sudden, there is the next 3 months, hopefully longer, of positivity, peace, well-being, calm, etc. And so the universe, as far as you personally, you will go through the duality of the quickening, if you will, if that's where you're at right now, because of your vibrational frequency, because of your hall of records, because of your soul contract, and because of the alignment of time right now, you're quickening in it. Is there anything you can do about it? Absolutely. Right smack dab while you're in the middle of it, claim your power through your life force, through choice. Your greatest power is choice. First, in how you react. The second, literally start communicating to your inner world, not your external. So when I say inner world, to the stress you're feeling, start communicating with that stress as an example to you by using words that free you. You can even say, I am free of stress. I am free of, you have to believe it though. If you're just saying it at a surface level, you'll experience one or two things kind of ease up. And then you're like, but wait, why is all this other stuff still here? So you kind of have to believe it, meaning let it be so for you. Let yourself have this intention, eyes closed, all the way into the depths of your being, to the core of your being, saying, I am free of this stress. My life no longer represents this negativity. My life no longer aligns to the distortion that is slapping me in the face. I choose freedom, freedom here, 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 here. I am already free here, 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 here. Whatever it is you're going through, if it's heartbreak, I am healed. I am healing. I am feeling peace where there's inner chaos. And whatever it is, work with it. Your voice matters. The name of this presentation is Awakening Matter for a reason. It's awakening not just about matters of importance, but it's literally about the awakening of matter itself. So that means I cannot tell you anything other than what I've experienced, that physicality from Mother Earth all the way through everything that exists to sky, the Sky Nation, and beyond it is alive. And I know my voice just dropped because many people are like, what? No, I'm the only one alive in my space. My car isn't alive. My home isn't alive. My environment isn't alive. Okay, I will say to you that let that be so for you. But what I will also say to you is, if your car breaks down, your air conditioning stops working, your lights start going out, your stuff starts going on that you're like, what is going on here? There's a likelihood that you have unconsciously or consciously created separation between you and the event, between you and your home, between you and your car. Don't take my word for it. What am I talking about? Become a mechanic? No, not at all. I'm talking about you have much more power than you are willing to use. You have much more energy, vibrational frequency to affect your environment, then you maybe want to give yourself permission to realize, because that can be scary. I'm sure a talking house can be scary, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is an environment where you literally say to the energy of the vehicle, the energy of the house, the vibrational frequency of the yard, okay, all this mess, this chaos, et cetera, clear it now. I've just entered into the space between me and this environment and what's happening to me. I realize it's happening with me, and I choose my power over this chaos, and I choose, again, the greatest freedom is choice. This is what I choose, and lay it out there. And then if the negativity comes walking around, or right after you said that, or the next day you're like, something else, really? It isn't coming into your life to tell you you have no power. It's coming into your life to go, are you sure? Are you still there? Are you still focused on filling the space of your entire life with your choice, your voice, and your energy, your frequency, and your vibrations? So be mindful that there are times that you might want to yell it at the top of your lungs, and that's okay too. But there are times that what's required from you and of you is that, and you know what? It's so human nature. I will finish my sentence, but before I do, it's so human nature, and I absolutely can align to this and attest to it as well, to just throw your hands in the air and be frustrated. So by no means am I saying, please become a walking saint in order for things to go right in your life. No. You can have that upsetting feeling, and not that I'm saying it's okay for you to have something, but have that experience, reaction, whatever you want it to be, have it. Don't sit in it. Don't stay there. Don't focus on what's not working, because it gives permission for what's not working to continue, to grow, to breathe life into it, to expand. Shut that oxygen off and be like, you know what? I'm going to go back into my power, and I'm going to spread and share and expand my power, my choice, my voice into the future, into the present moment, and long-term future. And this is how it's going to go. And this is what's going to be. And so you might have to repeat that if you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, it's still here, the thing I didn't want. Don't get angry, because the minute you get angry, you meet the energy of the day before, and it starts all over, if not worse. Go to a higher place. And if none of this resonates, throw it all out and just do your thing. But if it resonates, even a piece of it, then it's a sign to you for you to go within and do the inner work that can change the outer form. And I'm not saying this to you because it sounds good or because I should try it someday. I'm saying this to you because I've lived it, I am living it, and I've experienced what I'm sharing with you. And so if it can be real and true for me, it most certainly can be for you. Now, we're going to just take a really big switch in regards to, stay with me, a really big switch in regards to focus. And I'm going to offer a different way, not better, just different, to clear what's happening that you don't want to happen, or what's happened that keeps repeating in your mind that you don't want to stay there or live there in the past. Or, my gosh, if you're having heartbreak or you're having emotional struggles or mental struggles, this may be a different way. Again, not better than what I just shared, just different, that can help you. So one of the ways that can help you is statements to and about the things that I would always start with yourself, but to things or people or situations, not to their face, but I'm talking energetically. I always use my inside voice. You can use your outside voice. I would invite you to do it when no one's around because you don't want to create more chaos. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about statements of truth for you that may clear, because a lot of what I said at the beginning can trigger emotional thoughts that go, well, worthiness, wait a second, or attachment, wait, or release, wait. You know, maybe somebody is saying that other than just me. But one of the other ways is most certainly to use the concept of I am everything and I am nothing. I am duality. I am oneness. I am observer, observing, and I am free from observing. So the moment I recognize I am stuck, I am free. I am still, I am moving. I am not what I think, I am not what I feel, I am all of it. Okay, I could probably hear like several people clicking off the call. So I exist in all of it. I exist without any of it. I exist. So that's a whole other way of communicating with yourself and what's happening in your world by not saying I have to replace something with something else if that didn't resonate with you, but instead, hey, wait a second. I am observer observing everything, and I'm also free at the same time. What does that mean? Let's go into that one. That means I'm observing everything that's going on, whether in your world it was chaos or whether it was good, you're observing it, but there's a place inside you, again, your inner world, that at the same time that you're observing things externally and maybe even thinking about them, that place within you is still free. It has not been replaced with thought. So when I talk about the intelligence, the ongoing, unending intelligence of your cellular body is that it knows itself. How do you know it knows itself? It has a job to do. And hopefully it's doing it. But it's doing that job not from you telling it to do that job. It's doing it from the place of freedom to do what it knows it needs to do. And so today, as an example to you, I was somewhere where they had huge lavender bushes. And I was looking at all the bees. There were just a ton of bees on these bushes. And the bees were going from flower to flower, plant to plant, et cetera. And I was just watching these bees, and they were doing their job. They were doing their thing. And there was no fighting. There was no struggling in regards to the process. Yes, I am talking about bees because it matters. And I was just taken aback by the peace of it all, as well as the clarity that was going on there. And so what does that have to do with you? What it has to do with you is there's a place within you, your cellular body's infinite intelligence that communicates with all life forms, even if you're not, that knows that it's a part of something more, that it is bigger, that it is here to support your journey, but it is also here for its own journey. So even if you are observer observing and you don't feel free in your mental body, there's an aspect of you internally that would never give that up. Even if you're having a total experience of not being free, there's still a place within you that's going to reflect and not give up your freedom. And that isn't necessarily a part of you that you have to say, okay, yes, I'll let that be. I'm talking about the organic language within your cellular body, within your soul, the walls of your soul. And that organic language is a language of self-knowing, holds all the lifetimes you had before this one, is aware of all the lifetimes you had before this one, is connected to the infinite wisdom that was gathered from those lifetimes, and is very clear, by the way, about why it's here. Now, do we always, this is a known answer, but do we always follow the path of clarity or the path that we started? No. And I think that's what I'm going to end with, is this lifetime, for some may be very easy, for others not at all, but nonetheless, this lifetime is about the journey, and it's about, the word adventure comes up, but sometimes it certainly doesn't feel like an adventure that we signed up for. But when we can see that, if there's chaos and suffering, when we can see that or even contemplate, you know, there's chaos and I'm suffering, but maybe within me there's the opposite of that right now. Right now, in the suffering, I'm going to access that. And when you do, and if you do, you access your freedom in a way you'll never forget again. Because no amount of chaos or suffering will ever be able to convince you again that you do not have access to something that you chose to have access to, your freedom from it. So you are extraordinary, and your cellular consciousness, your mass consciousness, and all that you are has not forgotten who you are, why you are, and that you are. And so I say to you, before you look at who likes me, who doesn't, why do they not, love yourself. Oh, that sounds so simple. It's not, because I'm talking authentically. Love yourself into being. Let negative thoughts, if you can't stop them, come up about you. Choose when those negative thoughts come up to consciously say, like, let's say a negative thought comes up and says, you're tired. Well, that's not a negative thought. That's an actuality. Well, let me choose another one. A thought comes up that says, you're impatient. Then, in that very moment, if you're not able to stop having those thoughts, use them as a statement to replace that which has been your truth with your new truth. So these negative thoughts come up. I'm not good enough. I'm lazy, or I'm impatient, etc. Then you start saying, thank you. Oh my gosh, have you ever tried to say thank you to a negative thought? Wow. The negative thought's like, what? I'm not going to use the word on this radio show that the negative thought returns to you when you go, thank you. But as you can imagine, sometimes the negative thought comes up and you go, thank you. And what you get in return is also more negativity. But so if you ever try, negative thought comes up and you go, thank you, I am the opposite. Or thank you, I am perfect, whole, and complete. Well, let's get rid of the perfect. But I am whole and I am complete. Or thank you, I am at peace. Thank you. I mean, you don't have to say thank you, but, oh, wow, that's a trip. When you say thank you to a negative thought, it diminishes immediately, or it gets really loud and then it diminishes because you're still thanking it. And with gratitude, the negativity doesn't know how to dance with that. So when you say thank you and you choose it as an opportunity to replace it with a positive you literally start changing the building blocks of your life. And first it starts with you. Now, let me tell you, is it going to show up right away in your life? I hope so. But there's a possibility that it doesn't. And so if it doesn't, please don't take that as a sign that you're like, I'm doing it wrong, or wait a second, was I supposed to be alone for the rest of my life and then pass over? No. Take it instead, not as a sign, but as an opportunity that the universe is wanting you to do, I was going to say more work, but maybe the universe wants you to have fun with yourself, wants you to learn how to have fun, wants you to know what's fun for you, what wants you to create a life for yourself where you're included in it. You're included in it. And then aspects, people, experiences, etc., that align with that which you have chosen are attracted magnetically, energetically, to that which you have already named and claimed as your life. So in any case, I invite you to work with whatever resonated and with what didn't, make it your own. And I wish you so much peace and light and lightness of being. And may you laugh in the hardest of times. And if you cry, may you laugh as well. And if you cry, it's okay. Release. And know that if you are feeling that sadness on the other side of it, you can't have one emotion without another present. Does that mean if you're happy and laughing, you're going to be crying? No, you have choice. You have free will. My point is, it all lives within you. So make a choice so it chooses for you. So I send you all of that and more. And until next time, be well.